River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I don't know. How's this weather going to hold up?
It'll hold up. May get a few hiccups here and there, but for the most part, yeah, I think it's going to hold up.
It is March, after all.
Yes, transition period.
Well, I'll tell you, I think was it last year? Got into my car. It was April 1st. I got into my car, it's 30 below. Really? This is the April Fool's joke you're going to pull on us?
So, yeah, I was going to say,
Mother
no
Nature,
kidding.
Yeah, Mother Nature, I know you're listening. Don't do that. How about we just jump into what's going on this week?
What is going on in the High Prairie and Big Lakes County areas?
Well, today, of course, being Friday, there's knitting over at the St. Mark's Church this morning, starting at 10.
Are you a knitter?
No.
Oh.
Not even close.
Oh.
My mother is.
Ah, okay.
And that, and it's awesome that people can still knit.
But the finished product is fabulous.
It is. Oh, it's wonderful. I've gotten a few things over the years that have been knitted by some very wonderful people, and you're right, it's a fabulous thing, but I sadly do not have the talent.
Okay, you're not alone. I don't have the talent either.
There you go. Also tonight, it's the Red Wings season finale game, like the last game of the regular season is tonight.
Okay,
so go check that out over at Sports Palace at 8:30. I don't even know who they're playing. Who's it? Slave Lake, maybe? I don't know.
Enoch, maybe? I don't know.
Well, it's one of those two.
Yep.
Next year, there's going to be more teams. There's going to be 5 or 6 teams next year. So that's going to be good. But go check it out. Last game of the regular season is tonight. Tomorrow is the first Saturday of the month. You know what that means.
Anilda's Farmer's Market.
Absolutely. From 10 till 2. You know, some of the stuff that comes out of there is so tasty. The thing my wife likes the most, of course, is the chocolate chip banana bread. Why?
Yes.
Well, because she likes chocolate chips and she likes banana bread. And she likes the fact that I can't have either. So I'm like, oh, hey, good morning, honey. And I go to kiss her. And she's like, oh, nom, 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 eating a big piece of that. And like, okay. You know, maybe a little over the top when it comes to avoiding getting a kiss. But hey, whatever. Also, tomorrow is game 3 for the Legionnaires against Valley View in the playoffs. That goes at 4 o'clock. I'm pretty sure they're up 2-0. It's a best of 5, so they can wrap it up at home here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get out there and just tear the roof off the place. Well, don't really. I mean, roofs are expensive, but, you know, let's really make a lot of noise for these kids.
You bet.
Had one heck of a season. And I'll have more to say about the Legionnaires here at the end. Saturday night when you go to bed, Sunday is daylight savings time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's not shares day. This is the day that you spring ahead. When it's shares day, you turn back time.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
Like, I haven't beaten that to death over the last 12 years doing this.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's spring ahead there, Saturday night, Sunday morning, however you want to do it. Then on Monday, we've got the High Prairie Community Band meeting over at Prairie River Junior High. That is at 6. Tuesday, High Prairie Aboriginal Interagency meeting. They meet at the Provincial Building at 10. Also on Tuesday, there's an Elders Bannikin Tea over at the Friendship Center, and that goes from 1 till 3. High Prairie Town Council meets on Tuesday as well. That's at 7 at the town office in chambers there. And if you have a concern as a taxpayer, and you want to say, you know, I want to know what town council thinks, you can actually go to the meeting. You don't have to be on the schedule. And you could say, you know, they have a spot set aside for people, and you get about 5 minutes. And you can say, hey, I'm concerned about this, or I'm concerned about that. Are you going to get an answer immediately? Well, probably not, because you're on schedule delegation. But it's like, hey, great, we'll look into that. We'll let you know.
Or if you have a kudo, say, hey, thank you very much for doing this.
Exactly, because you know what? You don't always have to just complain to your town council.
No.
Yes, they like it when they hear that they're doing a good job, because they're people just like you and me.
Yep.
The Elks and the Royal Purple, they meet downtown at the Elks Hall, and Royal Purple is first. They start at 7:30. The Elks are at 8. Wonderful organization. They put on all sorts of events throughout the year, including the rodeo. So
yes.
If you want to help out with stuff like that, that's a great organization to be a part of. Wednesday, we've got story time for the kids over at the library. That goes from 10:30 until 11. That's for the little kids, 3 to 5 years old. Lenten lunch is also on Wednesday right now.
Ooh, Lenten lunches. Love it.
Yeah. You know, I don't know who's making soup for next week, but I had some soup last week there. Just the other day, I had the spicy cheeseburger with that.
Oh, nice.
It was so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
And was the borscht present?
No, the borscht wasn't present. So
what?
I know.
You are the biggest fan of borscht.
I know. Somebody will make borscht, I'm sure.
There you go.
So I'm putting out an appeal to all you people who make borscht.
Bring on the borscht.
Exactly. Some people are like, well, why do you like borscht? Are you kidding me? Why? It's good.
It's good.
Yeah. And then next Thursday, we've got the Ladies Leadership Group at the Friendship Center, and that goes from 6 until 8 p.m. Now, we've got a couple events that are coming up. Next week, we'll talk more about them next week, but I want to get this out there right away. So next Saturday, March 14th, is the AC/DC Tribute Band. I've mentioned that a couple of times.
Yes.
So buy your tickets in advance for that, folks. This is the one that's going to support the food bank. They were going to be here last year, but they had to cancel because of the wildfire situation.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming back, so let's talk about the food bank. And then next Sunday is going to be Hockey Night for Harlan. This is Harlan Noski. He's the captain of the Legionnaires. Remember the team I was talking about there?
Yep.
And he's got, oh my goodness, what is this? This Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's just, I haven't looked it up because I'm kind of scared to look it up, but it sounds pretty horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so the community is going to come together for Harlan and his family. His family's got to stay in Edmonton with him while he's getting treatment for this. He's the captain of the Legionnaires, too. You know, heck of a good kid. So there's going to be Hockey Night for Harlan. 50-50, it's going to be the Legionnaires against the Legionnaire alumni. This goes next Sunday on the 15th at 4. Admission is $5. And like I said, all of the funds are going towards the family to help them with costs as they help Captain Harlan Noski there. Harlan, he's probably not listening because, you know, teenagers aren't.
Well, you never know.
They listen to iPods.
You never know.
Never know. But hey, maybe some of his family is. Harlan, you know, we're behind you. The community is going to be behind you here. So, you know, the High Prairie, let's come together. And the area, you know, let's come together. Let's pack the joint. You know, if you're going to pack the place for the playoff game here this Saturday, let's put even more people in there for this benefit for Harlan and his family. And that's what we got going on this week, Hopper.
Lots of things going on in Big Lakes and High Prairie. James, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Talk to you next week.